16:25. 16:25. Miss Reeves, hi. How are you?
This is Vivian.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm the case detective. Okay. My name's Alan Proctor. How are you? I'm so sorry about. I hate to have to talk to you about all this, ma'am. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what occurred, and I appreciate you talking to me again. Miss Reeves, what's your first name, please, ma'am?
Vivian.
You're here to see a movie. What's going on? I mean, what causes all this?
The guy. I'm assuming he was texting because I didn't hear him talk.
Uh-huh.
And after the lights dimmed, and they told you to discontinue texting,
uh-huh.
My husband asked him to stop.
Uh-huh.
And he said something to him. I couldn't hear it. And so my husband said, I'm going to go get the manager. And the guy...
Oh, so he said something, but you couldn't hear what
he... I couldn't hear it.
Okay.
I heard him say F-U-C-K, but
okay.
Not my husband.
Okay.
And Curtis left.
And Curtis said he was going to go get the manager?
Yes.
Okay.
He came back by himself. And I don't even know who said something first, but the guy said, who the fuck do you think? And he stood up and leaned over, and then I heard pop. And when he stood up and leaned over, I was moving.
Then what happens?
Everyone crowded around the man that was shot, and a law enforcement officer that was on the other side of Curtis.
Uh-huh.
Asked him for his gun, and he gave it to him. He identified, he showed his
badge,
uh-huh. And Curtis gave him his gun. And Curtis said Curtis did say he hit me in the face. It happened so fast.
Did you see him get hit in the face?
No, I didn't. When the guy stood up, I think I started to move.
Did you hear a hit? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you hear a connection? Were you anything like that?
No.
So Curtis, when does Curtis tell you he's been hit?
Right after he shot me.
Okay. Did you see any injury to his body?
No. To my husband?
Right.
No, but I didn't. I sat down a couple seats away.
Okay. Right. But you didn't see him like bleeding or anything like that from the face from your husband? And he said that he had been hit.
Yes.
Did you notice anything about his person that would have indicated that your husband had been hit?
The popcorn was on the floor, but I don't know.
You know how that got on the floor?
I don't. And there was a phone on the floor.
Right.
Because I asked the man who took Curtis's gun, can I get the phone? And he said no.
No, right. You don't, are you getting out of whose phone that is? Okay.
But then later, when the detective came out and talked to me, I said, did you get his phone? And she said, he's got a phone on him.
Okay. Did you hear anything that Curtis said to the man that he shot? Did you hear anything that your husband said?
Afterwards or before?
Before.
Not really, except stop playing with your phone or
okay.
something.
and you're sitting next to Curtis, do you hear the guy who's playing on the phone, do you hear him say anything to Curtis other than fuck you or something like that?
No, but just that.
Does he raise his voice?
Yes, on that.
Okay, fuck you. Loud.
Or who do the fuck do you think?
Right.
Something like that.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Does he say anything else to Curtis?
Before that encounter, I think he said something about he was, I don't know if he said texting, but I heard something about my daughter.
Okay. Why do you think Curtis shot him?
I don't know. He was in law enforcement 20 years and he never shot anybody.
Right. I'm so sorry.
He's never threatened anybody with a gun or nothing. I don't know. If the guy hit him, and I trust my husband, if he hit him, then he just, I don't know if he thought he was going to hurt him. That's what I would think, because he thought he was going to be hurt.
But you didn't see him hit Curtis?
I didn't, because when that guy turned around, I started moving.
Okay. And you moved around? Why? Why would you move away?
Because it scared me.
Okay.
I do not like confrontation. And I said to Curtis after the first conversation, which I didn't hear all of, let's just move. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to go get the manager.
Okay.
I didn't see the gun. I heard the pop. I couldn't believe it.
How old is your husband?
He's 71.
And how old did this other person look
at
you?
I have no. I did not see his face.
About how big was he?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Not huge.
About the same size as your husband?
I would. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Was he younger than your husband, or older, or?
I would say younger.
Any idea how much younger? Okay.
But I didn't even. The lights were dim.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it frightened me when he stood up. I was.
Right. When does your husband say that he got hit?
After the shock.
After the shot.
It just happened. Just.
Did he use the word hit?
Yes, he hit me in the face.
What about the popcorn? Where did that come from?
I took some out and put in the plastic bag.
You say the popcorn, was that your popcorn or was that somebody else's popcorn?
Curtis's.
But he was holding it in his hand or in his lap?
I don't. Probably in his lap. Had a drink. I don't know. Like I said, I took some out for him.
But you never heard. Did you hear the guy make any threats?
No, just who the fuck you or something.
Right.
To that.
But no threats or anything like that. I'm gonna. And do you know? How, you say, the guy in front of you, did he stand up?
He stood up and turned around, and he was just right there, leaning over.
Leaning over.
Uh-huh.
Did the guy get in the chair or anything like that?
Not that I remember.
Do you remember him reaching over and grabbing your husband or anything?
He reached over. It looked like his whole body came forward.
Right.
But I did not see him put his hands on either.
Okay. But so he leans over. Mm-hmm. Is he standing up when he leans over?
I would think so, but I don't know.
Okay.
But his head would have been lower than your husband's head.
He had to get out of the seat.
Right.
I believe.
Okay.
He wouldn't have been even head to head with your husband, though, because he was down one level below, right? One step below.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What else there?
Did you get their message? From them?
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Could I have your cell phone number?
Yeah, it's
And you live here in Pasco?
No, I live in Hernando.
Did somebody get her address? You've already given your address to her.
Yeah, get her son's cell phone number as well, just in case.
I thought I looked at it, please.
What kind of gun does your husband carry, ma'am? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Matt said it was his pocket gun. I have no idea.
I'm sorry that this happened.
Not as sorry.
I'm so sorry to have to.
And it's Matt Reeves.
And he's TPD?
Yes, he is.
That's my card there, ma'am.
Thank you.
If you need something from me, by all means, let me know.
What do I do about Curtis?
Be there for him.
But, like, tonight, does he...
He's going to be fine. We'll take good care of him.
So I don't... What's my next step?
He'll call you.
We can't tell you anything more right now because we're still, you know, actively investigating it. But as soon as, you know, and you can call us. He's given you his card. You can call us if it's been a few hours and you haven't heard anything. And we'll do our best to let you know what's going on. But you should, like Detective Proctor said, you should hear from him at some point this evening.
You have to understand what's going on. This... We're sorting through everything that we can. We want to do it the right way.
Sure.
And like I told Curtis, yes, ma'am. Like I told Curtis, this is a bad situation for everybody involved. Uh-huh. I'm dealing with a family who's lost a loved one, and I'm dealing with somebody who's been in law enforcement longer than, you know what I'm saying? But we all make mistakes. And I'm afraid Curtis made a mistake. I'm being honest with you, ma'am.
Sure, I want you to be.
I'm so sorry.
And
I wish it was different.
Yeah, I do too.
But we're taking it one step at a time. We're going to talk it over at the state attorney's office. And we'll go from there. Okay? If you need something, by all means, call me. All right? When you get that number, if I'm not in, you can always call the 800 number. It's an 800 number, and they will get a hold of me, okay? Just please let me know if I can do anything.
I don't want to bother you.
No, ma'am.
It's not a bother at all. And are you going to be okay to drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Matt's going to drive.
Okay, good. All right, ma'am.
All right, let me walk you out there and get you guys going. And...
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Again, I'm so sorry. Okay. 1638.